Hi, I'm Kenny Schlag, and this is the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, and I'm broke. Kenny Schlag has no money. That's what I want to do, man. That's what I'm going to attempt to do, and that's what I figure I'm going to do, and that's what, by God, that's what I'm going to try to do on this show tonight. Brea was whining at me, but she's okay. She got food. She got water. She looked at me like, so that's it, huh? This is all I get? Food, water, and a big leather chair to sit in? Fuck this. Now she's turned her back on me. So, you know. I'm Kenny Schlag, and I'm flat butt. I'm Kenny Schlag, and I'm flat on my ass.
What's up, baby? What's wrong? Huh? What's going on? I don't know what you want. You want some wet food? Maybe she wants wet food. Let me get you some. You want some of this wet food? Let me get her some.
You know what? I got money that says she's gonna fucking bitch about that too. Hold on. Take a whiff of that, man. You love that shit. Okay.
You're not gonna eat that?
Man, that's quality stuff, you know? That's the wet cat food.
No? Oh, shit. You never turn down food.
Yeah. There. Now she's got her fucking nose in it, see? She sits there and looks at it and doesn't recognize it as food, or I don't know what her. So I push it a half of an inch closer. She sticks her nose in it and goes, oh, shit. Now she's up eating it. What'd you think it was? Here, here's some shit. Here's dog shit. I bet you she thought it was the old food. Because it wasn't fresh as a fucking daisy, and it was like, you know, 15 minutes old or something. That's the old shit. No, it's new. It looks like the old shit. Well, just smell it. Well, could you push it a little bit closer to my nose? I'm not going to get it. Okay. Hey, you're right. Okay. Now, where were we? Well, I was over there. That's where I was, but now I'm here. So where I was is no point in talking about that. Okay, dig it, man. So what we're going to do here... ringtones. I'm Kenny Schlag, and it's time to bring it on home. The Kenny Schlag way. Thank you, Kenny. Kenny Schlag, he's on his ass. Thanks a lot, Cliff. Cliff's back. I think well, what about my brother?
Your brother sucked, okay? He lisped.
I'm Malcolm F. Petito, Kenny Flagg on a bath. So I think we'd have a combination of Cliff and Kenny. You know, like they're trading off announcing styles. Kenny Schlag, he's on his ass. Kenny Schlag, I'm broke. I'm Cliff Berginia. I'm Cliff Berginia. What is this chick's name? Chris Cyborg?
What?
Jesus. You know, I like UFC, MMA, whatever the fuck. A lot of it's really overhyped. Like, not as good as, you know, they tell you it's going to be. One thing that MMA did do is it brought women, the pugilist arts, women in the pugilist arts or the pugilistic arts or the martial arts became headliners. That's fantastic. Oh, God. Just don't let me guess. Is this another hard-on pill? These guys are. What is this? You stand on this? Some fucking baby boomer. All these things for old people. Christ. This woman looks like she's having an orgasm. Try Revitivy. What's that? Okay, in UEFA Cup, Liverpool got shut out. So they may be badass in the Champions League, is what this is. UEFA Champions League. No, Napoli and Paris Saint-Germain tied in the group stage. This is the only thing about... I don't personally... It's... I don't know. I could give a... I mean, I guess it gives them more shit to shoot for. They can play against the European teams. That's cool. I'm Kenny Schlag, and I'm broke. Kenny Schlag on his ass. Hi, everybody. This is Kenny Schlag, and I'm being very honest with you when I say I have no money. As you know, I was involved in some illegal activity, morals charges, and so forth. I talked about them at great length on my previous shows. Can we turn that fan off?
Yeah, can we turn...
Yeah, go ahead and turn it off, brother.
Okay. Now, Mr. Engineer, we have...
My name is Roy.
Okay, Roy, we have your brother,
No, you can talk to him.
No, I'm talking to you because we said we've got Cliff Berginia with us.
I understand you have Mr. Berginia, but my brother's...
Your brother's what?
I can still do a lot of the now thing.
No, you can't do a lot of the announcing because we've got...
Well, why make fun of him?
I'm not making fun. Cliff, come on in here.
All right.
Cliff Berginia. Go ahead, Cliff. Give us your dulcet tones.
Kenny Slag. He's a real mensch. Is that...
That's fine.
What's that mean, mensch?
Never mind. Hey, never mind, Mr. Engineer. We brought in Cliff because your brother was not hacking it.
Well, my brother is allowed by contract to say the name of the segment.
Well, that's what I wanted to say because...
You signed him. You said that he could at least do the name of the segment.
Go ahead.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Hi, Malcolm Esposito. Kenny Slag on his ass.
That's what I'm talking about.
I could care less.
Go ahead.
Kenny Slag on his ass.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century will be back right after this.
Do you own your own home? Do you own your own home? Well, good for you, because very few people do. In fact, most people owe the bank. What the fuck? How do you own your... Oh, I see. So you think you own your own home. When the point of... Yeah, okay. Do you own your own home? Well, you're one of about... Like, you're the only guy on Earth, because everybody else owes the fucking bank. Now she's licking herself. She's all just chill.
No? Pretty damn good, though, isn't it?
Smells so good. Hell, I might, you know, take a crack. I might get on my hands and knees and start feeding out of the bowl here in a minute. Pardon me while I wipe cat food off on what passes for a napkin around here. Piece of printer paper. And if I need to take a leak, I've always got a ginger beer bottle that I can go ahead and hang it in.
How you doing, babe?
All right. Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. This will be a lot of stopping and starting on this show, which is kind of the way Kenny Slag works anyway. Let's see if I can get a little more shadow on my face. They're replaying the Rams-Saints game, which...
High-scoring fucking game. Christ, we had 45-35.
What a football game, huh? The Rams are wearing the uniform that when I was a kid, they had a bizarre home-and-away uniform. They started out with the golden horns, the blue helmet, and it was blue and gold. That was the Ram. Those are the Rams' colors. Those are the Rams' colors. All through my very early childhood, the very first Ram helmet I ever owned was gold and blue. Then sometime in the 60s, some brain surgeon decided to make it white and blue, and they even wore it at home so that, you know, you always saw them in this fucking fucked-up-looking white and blue helmet uniform with the white horns. I don't know. To me, it looked really shitty, really shitty, and they've gone back to it. Except now they've got at least these, when they go on the road, they got the blue trousers. So I, anyway, I was talking to some people and, you know, my friend, the Swede, who was a stone fucking Ram fan, as was I, we're just not, I ain't feeling it, man. I am not feeling it from this fucking team. Isn't that wild?
I mean, it's wild, isn't it? Just to sweat your balls off for a team, and now the Rams are in Los Angeles, and Phil Hendry could give a shit.
I'm Kenny Slag, and Phil Hendry could give a shit. That's true, Kenny. Now we have Buffalo versus Kent State. We're still in the third quarter, 34-0, Buffalo over Kent State. Who thought this would be a good goddamn game to show? What is this? They got a contract with the Bufungus thing?
Jesus Christ.
Florida State. What the hell is this? Oh, it's basketball. College basketball. Christ, I can't think of anything less interesting. Baseball. I wonder who this is. It's the MLB channel. Our game is our game. Filmmaker Ken Burns chronicles the rise of baseball from hobby to national sport.
Yes, the sport of baseball. The catcher, the batter. Some things have never changed. And the young people watch as the boy gets ready to hit the ball. Here's a man with a funny-looking hat. You were forced to wear that if you struck out. Next to him is what is called the innkeeper. He's the one that makes sure the man who strikes out wears that hat. The derby wearer on the right administers paddlings and so forth. These men that are laying on the grass are waiting to be transported to a prison down the road. They have nothing to do with baseball. The man in the striped shirt, however, is a referee in football. He was arrested with these other men for indecent activities relative to the man in the striped hat. Here is a man with bowling pins. That's the way they looked in those days. Decided to take them in and have them reshaped as baseball bats. Problem is, they were... Problem is, they're only a foot long. Imagine a guy with a fucking baseball bat that's too short. The man here on the very closest to us has no face. Here we see a woman. And here we see another guy down there at the bottom of the screen with a blurred face. How do you get all these guys to stand still? Look at. What the fuck are these guys here on the right? Talk about Jesus. These are Confederate soldiers as well. There's a guy dressed as a woman in the middle. What is this? They mean business. The Boston Babies, they might have looked like assholes, but friend, this looks like a Native American team. It is. The Apaches. Fuck. What a country. You know, we've been through a lot of stuff in this country. Every country goes through stuff. But we have the hardest time in this country staring it in the face. We have the hardest time in America just turn around and take a look at our history and staring it in the face and said, yep, that's what we did. Fucking whining and crying and sniveling about it, you know, always qualifying it, always excusing it, trying to blame somebody else for it. I mean, I'm telling you, no wonder we're in the shape we're in. Weak? Here we go. Here. This man's about to attack those two guys there with his bat. And now you kind of get the idea, don't you? You don't? Well, we don't really give an essay. What is this? This is a gay men's choir that invaded the diamond. Looks like, what do they call those people that they dance? Are they holy rollers? The religious people that do that funny dance? Got me, man. I have no idea. Mavericks and Wizards. Basketball? Oh, yeah, I guess it's getting close to basketball. And basketball, I know, is the season's begun, but I had Lakers season tickets, and I remember getting them and looking at them, and I think the season started in November, and I remember thinking, God, that's weird. Yeah, they are. They play basketball. Who's going to fucking go to a game? Was the furthest thing from my fucking mind going to a basketball game in November. Not that I didn't, because I had these season tickets, you know, but... The Mavericks are leading the Wizards by 20. Driver versus driver. Here's some hockey. I'm Kenny Slagg. Hello. Oh, look at that, man. Yeah, the master was down. The master was turned down. So everything just suddenly got really a lot louder. You bet it did, because the master was turned way the fuck down. I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Where's my collider network? Testing 1, 2, 3. Sorry. It's okay, baby. You're sitting in front of the printer, so I gotta... I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. This is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Cliff Berginia. Helping me tonight will be announcer Malcolm Esposito, but he will only be allowed to announce the segment open. The segment title...
and, of course, the name of the show. But he will only be announced. He will only be allowed to announce the name of the show and the episode title. Kenny Slaggs, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Flagg on his ass.
Shit. Oh, man. Somebody scored a goal for the Lightnings. So I hear the Florida Panthers are not long for Miami. Did you hear that? Where did I read that? Boy, that's a fine how do you fucking do. They build them a goddamn fucking arena down there. You know what? Where did I hear that? Florida Panthers. Can you believe that? Moving to Quebec. Can you fucking believe that? No, motherfucker. I want the Florida Panthers. Uncle Neil would be spinning his fucking grave. As Panthers bleed millions annually, Florida Panthers unveiled 25th anniversary logo. In South Florida, I don't want to move the team, Viola said. The machinery that operates the professional hockey team of Florida is intimately intertwined where the income statements impact the standings, where the income statements, where the winning percentages influence the bottom line, where it all guides the future. Perhaps no one knows the interconnectedness of everything, blah, 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 blah. Vinny Viola. He comprehends how an arena's naming rights and how the team's television deal affect this floor. Now, the ticket sales decline of them impact the ceiling of franchise revenue. How revenue? Panthers are a low-revenue team. We're close to dead last, and he understands that. He sees the double-digit millions of dollars the team hemorrhages each year and has molded a budget to account for that, saying the Panthers would like to be in the middle of the league in payroll and adding that there has been an internal cap to limit general manager. We aspire to be a competitive team. If he thinks there's a player out there that's going to make the difference between the Stanley Cup again, let's go after that player. While officials are already on upper and lower next. Panthers like to spend around $75 million should the cap settle at an expected $80 million. So the team would spend to the cap for a long-term transformative player. Panthers are the seventh lowest cap hit in the league. The third, the year before, they ranked third lowest. I think it'd be a goddamn crying shame for that team to leave fucking Miami. But you know what? If they can't support the team, they can't support the team. But this sounds like L.A. More revenue would free up, but in a non-traditional hockey market like South Florida with three other professional sports teams, three Division I football programs, and seemingly endless entertainment options, winning breeds popularity. I think if you win, you got the best fans in the world. I think it's like any other city. You don't win, people are going to lose trust and confidence in the team. It's a commitment to be a fan. It's an economic sacrifice. Got that right. Under Viola, the Panthers have not won consistently. They made the playoffs once. Three times did they finish sixth or seventh of the 8-team Atlantic Division. Consequently, the last five seasons, this is where Florida finished in average attendance, 28th, 26th, 24th, 30th, at the BB&T Center. Though some rough and quick calculations, Viola estimated the Panthers could nearly emerge from the red simply by attracting league average revenue, or league average attendance. We've not done a good job to this point. You can quote me on earning the patronage of the hockey fans of South Florida. We got to get better. Work at it every day. I can understand fans' frustration. Fans want to win. Well, look, you know, I don't know. The NHL, when it expanded into all those markets, you know, Tampa Bay, Miami, wherever the fuck else they expanded. Phoenix, I think they went to Arizona. You know, it was kind of like a baseball move, you know. It was time to do it. And it looked like it was successful. In fact, I think for the most part it has been. Although, who moved to Winnipeg? Was that Arizona? No, who moved to, who became the Jets? Oh, the Thrashers, Atlanta Thrashers. Yeah, I don't know, man. Hey, what's up, baby? What do you need, honey? Do you want water? Do you want water? What do you want? All right, what is the goddamn clock say? Oh, shit. Wait. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're way over the fucking mark. Here we go. Where is that fucking thing? Yeah, da-da-da.